This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that government is fully committed to establishing peace in the Naxal-affected areas and connecting them with the mainstream of development. Prime Minister Modi said this after 31 Maoists have been killed in the anti-Maoist operation in Chhattisgarh. Sharing Union Home Minister Amit Shah's social media post, Mr. Modi said that the success of the security forces shows that the campaign towards rooting out Naxalism is moving in the right direction. A total of 21 encounters took place during this operation, which was conducted from April 21 to May 11 this year. Central Consumer Protection Authority has issued notices to Amazon India, Flipkart, Ubuy India, Etsy, the flag company and the flag corporation over the sale of Pakistani flags and related merchandise. In a social media post, Union Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi said such insensitivity will not be tolerated. He said e-commerce platforms have been directed to immediately remove all such content and adhere to national laws. Jawaharlal Nehru University in Delhi has suspended a memorandum of understanding with Turkey's İnönü University. In a social media post, JNU said that the decision was taken in view of national security considerations. Under the MOU, there were plans for faculty and student exchange programs, among other initiatives. At least five people, including two children, were killed after a massive fire broke out in a moving bus in Lucknow today. The sleeper bus was travelling from Bihar to Delhi when it suddenly caught fire on Kisanpath near Mohanlal Ganj in Lucknow. Most of the passengers were sleeping at the time of the accident. India's Operation Sindoor is being widely praised as a decisive military success by international experts. British political commentator and writer David Vance voiced strong support for the operation, calling it long overdue and a necessary step. He echoed his earlier comments from a 2018 United Nations address where he described Pakistan as a failed state and a terrorist incubator.
The operation was long overdue. That's the first thing. Needed to happen is the second thing. And thirdly, I think the operation has been pretty successful. This was India striking a blow for civilization, actually. It was a lot more than just the conflict with Pakistan. Because, and this is something I said at the UN back in 2018, I consider Pakistan to be a failed state.
As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valour of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashvani News brings in a special series. Today, we remember Paramveer Chakra Awardee Captain Vikram Batra, who made supreme sacrifice during the Kargil War.
During the Kargil War, Captain Batra's unit was tasked with capturing Point 4875, a strategically important mountain peak in the Dras subsector. Captain Batra advanced to capture Point 4875. He achieved a near impossible military task in the face of heavy enemy fire. Captain Batra's bravery led to India's capture of Point 4875, but sadly, he succumbed to his injuries. One of his radio messages during the war, Ye Dil Mange More, later on became the catch line for the Kargil War.
Our radio said, none of the Pakistani soldiers or officer, whosoever it was, he said me, my code name was Shesha. Oh Shesha, you have come. Don't try to come up, otherwise you'll have a tough time. And that was the time they gave us a challenge. And my guys, they went wild. How dare a Pakistani troop can challenge us? My company's success can allow us, Ye Dil Mange More.
He was awarded India's highest military decoration, Paramveer Chakra, posthumously. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In sports, the curtains for Khelo India Youth Games in Bihar will come down today. The grand closing ceremony will be held at the Patliputra Sports Complex in Kankarbagh, Patna at 6:30 p.m. The Youth Games had commenced on 4th of this month. Maharashtra leads the medal tally with 149 medals, including 56 gold and 45 silver. Haryana made a strong showing yesterday, winning 35 gold and 26 silver to secure the second position with a total of 107 medals. Rajasthan is in third place with 55 medals, including 22 gold. And that is the end of this news bulletin.